In Cindy Hester's geometry class at Flagstaff High School, students huddle around their desks studying angles.
Okay, now I want you, according to what we've done here, to come up with a definition of adjacent angles. What's got to be true? You come up with it with your partners.
Hester and other math teachers in Arizona are on the front lines of a new state law. High school students are now required to take 4 math courses to graduate instead of 3. And Hester says that's up from just 2 only a few years ago.
In the other states where I've taught, it's been 4 years for a long time. So this is going to put us more on par with those other states. And that's who those students are competing against for jobs and or going to college.
They also are competing against students in other countries who score far higher on math and science tests than Americans. The Obama administration has pushed states to raise math and science standards. President Obama even spoke about it at last week's Democratic convention.
So help me. Help me recruit 100,000 math and science teachers within 10 years.
The Obama administration has launched a nationwide science, technology, engineering, and math initiative called STEM. Cindy Hester welcomes the push.
A lot of the careers that were available for just arithmetic skills are no longer there. And we have no idea what jobs are going to be out there in the future.
Listen up, please.
But implementing the new math rules hasn't been easy, especially with short time frames and declining budgets. Sharon Fahler is the assistant principal for curriculum at Flagstaff High. She says the state didn't give districts enough time to prepare for the mandate, and that's made it hard on students who were unprepared when they came to high school.
It created this backlog of students that were not going to be successful because the game changed on them when they were in high school.
The district's new high school schedule, which offers fewer classes, has compounded the challenge. Now that students are required to take 4 years of math, Fahler says they can't take as many electives.
It reduces the number of opportunities kids have to explore things in the fine arts. We offer woods, welding, automotives. We have a culinary department, and students aren't able to explore those areas as frequently as they did in the past.
Math teacher Jeff Koch worries that the new schedule makes it difficult for students to retake math if they fail.
I think it could hurt many of the students, putting that much stress on them in the math realm. There are some students that just are not mathematically inclined.
That's why Flag High is offering 2 classes for students who may not be able to succeed in advanced math. The first reinforces geometry in Algebra 1 and prepares students for Algebra 2. The second teaches students real-world applications for math, Assistant Principal Fahler.
It'll talk about financing, homes, cars, what refis are all about. And it goes from there all the way through college loans. What is that going to cost you over the next 30 years?
That class sounds good to sophomore Sam Reeves. He says he likes geometry, but he struggles with algebra. If given the choice, Reeves says he would prefer this.
A class that actually relates to something you're going to be doing, so maybe mortgaging a house, interest, stuff like that.
Fahler says from here on out, Flagstaff Middle Schools will start preparing students by giving them a broader math foundation. But she says the district needs to find more qualified math teachers, especially with dwindling dollars. Back in Cindy Hester's class, sophomore Sam Horton says he understands the stakes have changed when it comes to math.
I think it's doable. I think I'll do all right if I study hard.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Shelley Smithson.